If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Recently, somebody sent a viral video that was on Instagram about some outrageous claims about Brown-Forman's taxes, and I'm here to debunk it. So if you want to hear what the truth is, then stick around. So before we get started, we do have to thank all of our patron supporters out there. This content would not be possible without support from viewers like you. It's only a tiny percentage of viewers that actually contribute financially, and everyone's names that are on your screen right now are contributing at the top three levels, and we couldn't do it without these guys and the others at the lower levels. We just want to say thank you. Now, somebody tagged me in this video, and there are some pretty outrageous claims. If you haven't seen it, here it is.
Every gallon of whiskey we make, we owe the government $13.50 a proof gallon. A barrel at 125 proof is 66 proof gallons. So every barrel we fill, we owe the government $894 in new make taxes day one. Brown-Forman alone pays roughly $4 million a day in new make taxes. $20 million a week, $1 billion a year. In year 4 to 7 years from ever recouping that money, when you finally dump that whiskey, put it in a bottle, and sell it to the distributor.
Okay, so in this video, this individual appears to be giving a tour at a Brown-Forman facility, and he claims that they pay $13.50 per proof gallon of government excise tax on every gallon of whiskey that they make. In the video, he also claims that a newly filled barrel has 66 proof gallons of whiskey at 125 proof. He claims that every single barrel that they fill, they end up owing the government $894. And he very specifically says, on day one. He claims that Brown-Forman pays $4 million a day in, and I quote, new make taxes, right? He says that that adds up to $20 million a week, which adds up to $1 billion a year. And then he goes further and says that that is a very onerous thing to have to do because they don't get to sell that whiskey for 4 to 7 years. And that's when they recoup the billions of dollars in excise tax that they've paid to the federal government. Now, some of what he said was true, some of what he said is untrue and therefore extremely misleading. So let's get into what the actual details are. So the federal government does charge an excise tax per proof gallon of whiskey, that is true. But there are three tiers of tax based on your production level. So for tier one, and this part's very important, for your first 100,000 gallons of production, which I will admit, Brown-Forman produces way more than 100,000 gallons per year. But for your first 100,000, you only pay $2.70 per proof gallon. The second tier, which covers you from 100,000 gallons to 22.13 million gallons, is actually $13.34, okay? And then above that 22,130,000 gallons, that's when you start paying the 13.5, okay? So his number 13.5 is accurate, but only above 22,130,000 proof gallons per year. Now, the reason why the tiers are significant is because Brown-Forman has a bunch of different distilled spirits plants licenses, and each distilled spirit plant gets to produce that $100,000 at that 2.7 rate, okay? And each one gets to go up to the 22 million gallons at the 13.34 rate. And so the reality is, because they have so many DSPs, they're actually not paying 13.5 on every gallon, okay? the average is going to be somewhere significantly lower than that. But that's not all that makes this misleading. Now, there are 66 proof gallons in a newly filled barrel, but you do not pay tax on the whiskey when it goes into the barrel. He claims that it's $894 per barrel because the excise tax is charged right then. But the reality is, you don't pay tax, the excise tax on whiskey, until it is taken out of the bonded area of your warehouse. So when you hear that term bottled and bond, when you have a DSP license, you literally, as part of your application process, have to send a map of your location, and you literally highlight the areas of your map that are your production and aging areas, and those areas are considered to be bonded areas of your warehouse. And then you have areas where you like do logistics and shipping, and those areas are considered to be outside of the bonded areas. And once you move a barrel of whiskey from your bonded area to your non-bonded area, which is typically where your bottling line is, that's when you have to put that into your next excise tax report, and that's when the taxes become due. And it has been that way since 1964. There was a problem where there was a bunch of whiskey that was being aged and taxes were coming up and were due, and whiskey demand was going down. And one of the largest producers of whiskey fought to have excise taxes changed so that you don't pay it until you pull the whiskey out of bond. And had they not done that, there would have been more bankruptcies and problems inside the industry. Now, this makes it very significant because remember, he said there's 66 proof gallons in a barrel, and he calculated it was $894 per barrel in the video. But once a barrel has aged, it loses a significant portion of its volume due to evaporative loss, or what a lot of people call angel share loss. And so you're actually, even though you produce 66 gallons of proof gallons of whiskey and put it in that barrel, you are never gonna pay tax on all of that whiskey that you produce, because a bunch of it's gonna evaporate in the air and you will never owe a single penny of tax on that. And as kind of a point to that, you can go to a production company like MGP or Castle & Key, or, you know, there's several companies out there, Barstown Bourbon Company, and you can buy newly made barrels of whiskey from them for about $850, okay? And there's a couple of reasons why they're able to do that. One, they're not paying $894 per barrel in taxes, otherwise they'd be losing almost 50 bucks every time they sold a barrel. It's possible that they do that because they never pay the taxes on it. Whoever buys that barrel ends up paying the taxes on it because all of these barrels are transferred in bond. So you can move whiskey barrels from one bonded warehouse to someone else's bonded warehouse. You just have to file some paperwork with the government, and it's called a TIB, a transfer in bond, okay? And so all of that's not true. So they don't ever actually have to pay the taxes and then wait 4 to 7 years, as he claimed in this video. Their taxes are not due until they pull out a bond. They pull out a bond, they bottle it, they ship it to a wholesaler. That wholesaler typically has 30-day net terms to pay, but you don't pay the tax the day that you pull it out of bond. It's going to go into your next excise tax report, which is spread out far enough apart that you're going to be outlaying that cash at about the same time that the money comes in from your wholesaler. So that whole thing that he was trying to make you feel bad for Brown-Forman because they have to pay billions of dollars in taxes and wait years to recoup it, that's actually untrue all the way around.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would knows a really high proof, high quality spirit in the United States.
Yeah.
Out of this glass, all I got was ethanol
burn. Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen, bourbonrealtalk.com.
Cheers. Now, what I found very interesting is that he claimed Brown-Forman paid $1 billion a year in excise tax. And when I heard that number, I thought that that was insane and that there was no way that it was true, because I had read that Brown-Forman was a little over a $4 billion a year company. And I'm like, there is no way that Brown-Forman is spending over 25% of all revenues generated just on excise tax. And I turned out to be mostly wrong. In fact, his number was a little bit low. I was able to find this in the 2024, because Brown-Forman is a publicly traded company. Publicly traded companies have financial disclosure requirements. You can go to their website and you can download their annual report. And when I downloaded Brown-Forman's annual report, I was able to find this statement that shows that in 2024, they paid $1.15 billion in excise tax, okay? And that is a great big number. And so how is it possible that everything that I just told you was true about how the tax gets collected, but even his number for how much they're paying in taxes is low? Well, that's because the excise tax category is also going to include the state excise taxes, which in some instances are very high and very onerous on the producer. And so that excise tax category would include, in both the state of Kentucky and Tennessee, charge a state excise tax on production. And so that category is going to include the excise tax for state and federal. So when you average that out over everything, it does turn out to be $1.15 billion. Now, it also turned out that when I've been hearing those sales numbers are net of the excise tax. So I thought that they were a little over a $4 billion a year company. Their actual gross revenue, including the excise tax, is over $5 billion. But they are paying about 20% of their gross revenue into excise taxes in the state, in the federal government, which is why whiskey is such an important component for the U.S. government's budget. Whiskey has generated more tax revenues than any other category besides petroleum. We funded wars with it. It used to be part of a soldier's pay to get whiskey from the federal government. And so whiskey is as much of a part of American culture and development as anything else you can think of. It's more American than apple pie and baseball. So I hope that this was kind of instructive for you and that you learned something. You know, in the end, Brown-Forman does in fact pay over $1 billion in taxes, but the information in this video was a little bit inaccurate, and so I wanted to get the truth out there so that you'd be educated. So I thought what we'd do is a Brown-Forman giveaway. So we're going to have three winners of a 1 ounce sample pack, and that sample pack will include Jack Daniel's 10-year, Old Forester 117, and the one that I have is the one that's finished in peated sherry casks, and my Old Forester birthday bourbon. So this is going to be a pretty epic sample pack. If you want to enter to win, all you have to do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell when you subscribe, which is a little button you can click, and it's going to notify you of future content pieces and future giveaways, because we do a giveaway on every episode. But most importantly, you have to go to the YouTube channel and below the playhead, expand the video description, find the link that says free giveaway, click it and fill it out. We use that information to run a randomizer. We'll post the results publicly online for accountability. Reach out to the winners, get your address, and ship you your samples absolutely for free. And if you like this channel and you want to support us, we have three different ways. We have a Patreon, which we talked about at the beginning of the video. We also have really amazing whiskey merchandise. I promise you, if you go check it out, you're going to find something that you can't live without at bourbonrealtalk.com. And last but not least, I am a residential real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. And if you need residential services in either market, I'd love to hear from you. You can find links to support us for all three ways in the video description on YouTube. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, I'd love to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. We are about bringing people together around whiskey. And that is a personal mission of mine because I lost a loved one to suicide that was missing some of those social connections. And when I saw how whiskey helped build those kinds of connections, I thought maybe if I get you connected to whiskey, the whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So we built this channel. We ended up building our own communication forum called Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based whiskey enthusiast community. To my knowledge, it's the largest American-based enthusiast community on Facebook, American whiskey-based on Facebook. And it is totally troll-free. We don't allow any of the negativity that we've seen in some of the other forums out there. And it's been so successful, and we've melded together so well as a family, we were able to start a 501c3 called livestayproject.org that focuses on suicide prevention and intervention. And so that's been great. So, you know, check that out. It's free. The other thing that we learned as we were going through this process and we were seeing some negativity is that if those individuals can be negative and show hate to a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. And that's why we end every episode the same way. And that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And I'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk.